Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The gap between black and white home ownership is getting bigger. I'm David Brancaccio. New data show more Americans bought homes over the past decade. The overall ownership rate is up, but the black home ownership rate fell behind. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us with more.
Well, according to the National Association of Realtors, David, from 2011 to 2021, the black home ownership rate increased by less than half of a percentage point, while the rate for whites rose by almost 3 percentage points. So 44% of black Americans owned their own homes compared to more than 70% of whites. It is a gap of almost 30%, the biggest gap in 10 years.
And what's behind the shift? I mean, perhaps homes getting more expensive to buy, higher mortgage rates, and discrimination.
All of the above, David. The association says black Americans have the highest denial rates for mortgages, and 39% of black home buyers reported discrimination in a home appraisal. Black home buyers are also more likely to be first-time buyers. The Realtors Association says that makes them more sensitive to rising mortgage rates.
Right. And what did the Realtors group find about ownership for some other groups?
Home ownership among Asian Americans increased by 5 percentage points over roughly the past decade, and it was up by 4 percentage points for Latinos. Remember, David, the rate for black Americans grew by less than half a percentage point.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington, thank you very much. And the cryptocurrency bank Silvergate has delayed the release of its annual report. Clients are worried and some are taking out their deposits. Silvergate stock fell 58% yesterday, but is stable in pre-market trading now.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Companies that want some of the billions of dollars in government money to boost manufacturing of semiconductor chips inside U.S. borders will have to provide childcare to workers. That and other conditions on the federal money were announced this week by the Biden administration. Now, attaching strings to federal funding's not new. Minority-owned and veteran-owned businesses, for instance, can get preference in contracting. But now to someone who believes what is happening now is a sea change. Felicia Wong is president and CEO of the Roosevelt Institute, a progressive think tank. Welcome, Felicia.
Hi, David.
So it's not new, attaching conditions, yet you think what's happening with the CHIPS Act and other legislation is a big shift?
I really do, because what we're seeing now in the Commerce Department's announcement is not just a one-off. It represents government spending real money to crowd in private investment in sectors that they actually want to see grow.
Some people are listening, Felicia, and going, doesn't that sound like Eastern Europe, central planned economy? The government knows which direction we should turn and the market maybe less so.
I wouldn't say that it's like Eastern Europe. I wouldn't say that that old picture of the Soviet Union is exactly what we should have in our heads. But I do think we should recognize that governments always shape markets, right? Governments always prioritize that they want some sectors to grow and other sectors not to grow. It's just that since the 1980s and the 1990s, what government has done is made it easier for the finance sector to grow, right? It's made it easier for capital to move. And what we're seeing now is an explicit direction saying, hey, no, we want manufacturing jobs to grow in this country, and we want those manufacturing jobs to be clean. And that's a kind of above the board planning towards a North Star for our economy that I can really get behind.
Is there a bang for the buck problem here? Let me put it this way. If the goal is to build 12 bridges with some infrastructure money, and these strings, perhaps good ones, like providing childcare to employees, but that could mean we get not 12 bridges, but 10 bridges instead. It would dilute the power of the infrastructure spending.
Well, but what you're saying there, right, is that the only thing that you should measure in this policy is those 10 bridges. And what I think is so remarkable about the way that Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo envisions this whole effort, she is actually explicitly envisioning places in America that, sure, they have those bridges, they have those factories, but they also have thriving families, thriving communities, people with good jobs. So that's how you have to measure the outcome here.
A much more wide net than thinking about how many people are going to get broadband internet or what is the microprocessor output going to be from these eventual factories.
Yeah, that's totally right. Now, I'm not going to say that this is going to be easy to implement. We're going to have to measure over at least a decade. But I do think that the fact that this government is starting with a vision and not just with a program, that's a big deal.
10 years is going to be other administrations, right? That's a challenge.
Yeah. So part of this, right, is about building a program that's going to last. And part of this is about crowding in private money, investment from companies like Intel or like Micron, that they are going to actually stick around. One of the challenges in all of this industrial policy is how do you build something that's going to actually have a virtuous cycle and actually create a thriving economic environment? That is the goal here.
Felicia Wong is CEO of the Roosevelt Institute. She also does the podcast, How to Save a Country. Felicia, always good to talk to you.
Thank you so much, David.
And this number, cited by the Wall Street Journal today, total automated teller machines in the U.S. by the end of last year, 451,000, down from 470 in 2019. We seem to have reached and then come down the other side of peak ATM because, well, you know, because if you want to pay, you can just wave your phone or use Venmo or swipe a card using Square where it went out in the field. Not to mention those hipster places that say, sorry, we don't take cash. Our digital producer is Jarrett Dang. Our engineers are Jessen Dueler and Nick Esposito. I'm David Brancaccio, Show, Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.